Every life, Renata. There is an episode that did occur. In 1954, he himself introduced to the public as to who he is. Formerly, he was known as Mehrwan and Mehrwan Seth, and all this sort of thing was there. Different. Even people went to the extent of saying that, well, how majestic he looked, and he was termed as his divine majesty and all that sort of thing, and perfect master and Sadguru and Kutub in different languages, you see. In Sanskrit, it is Sadguru. Amongst Brahminical terms, he's Sadguru. Sufi terms, he's the Kutub. English term, the equivalent is perfect master and all that sort of thing. But then, in 1954, for the first time, in a remote place, a village on a hillock, while we are all seated there, he had gone in 1953, I told you about his fiery free life and all that. So then, for the first time, they took him as somebody, you see, some great one. But then in 54, he for the first time declared to the public that was around the past midnight, hail me as the avatar, the ancient one, come in your midst once again. And there was a great fervor over there. This is the first time that he himself introduced as to who he is. Otherwise, we used to introduce him as the great one, the perfect master, the Sadguru, and all that sort of thing. He's on a tour, and one of the halls, that's how he introduced. So naturally, next day he has to go to another place, and big town, big city is there. And there on the dais is made to sit there, and that's where he, for the first time, tens of thousands of people are there. And I'm the interpreter there, and he says, I am the ancient one that has come in your midst once again. I bring the ancient message, love God. And then after a pause of one split second, you see, love me, because I'm God in human form. Pin drop silence, it was accepted. And they shouted out, hail the Lord, in our midst. Avatar Mehr Baba Ki Jai and all that. At another place. At one place during that tour, when the same thing was, this is how he introduced himself to the public as he comes there. That one place, somebody, some youngster, stands up and puts his hand up there, and Baba's attention is drawn. Baba is asking, what does he want? Yeah, what do you want? He says, you ask us to love you because you are God in human form, but how to love you? That's what he shouts, you see, at the back. That was the only episode in all our tours throughout the country. Many times we have been gone. That's the only episode. But luckily, he put that question to the Lord so that we have the story. Yeah. It's so good of him, that young man. Maybe Joshua in his lifetime, last lifetime or something like that. Yeah, he's young for that. Yeah, he must have been there. So,
has anybody seen Irwin Luck?
Huh? Pardon?
Irwin Luck?
Why? What
he
happened?
Has a great story. That
where is he?
I don't know.
Where is Janet?
Yeah, they actually
back
on the veranda.
Oh, that's good. Oh, good. Let them be. So what happens is that this is how it is. And so Baba, that comes the answer from Baba to the interpreter, that is, I have to ask. Baba is asking you as to, you're married? He said, yeah, I'm married. How did you fall in love with your wife? The lady. Well, I saw her and fell in love with her. Then Baba tells him that see me as I really am, and then you won't ask me as to how to love you. There was silence. Then Baba is helping him, apparently, but the whole crowd and us today. But how will you see me as I really am? How will you see me? All that you have to do is to bring before your mind's eye this particular occasion that you have been here. And remember, what happens is in your life, when you see the woman and you fall in love with that person, Then what happens? You begin to remember the person. And you try to long for the person and want to help the person and want to eventually get married and become united. But in my realm, what you have to do is, before you get united and see me as I really am, you have to start remembering me. It's always diametrically opposite, in illusion and reality, diametrically opposite. So likewise, the method is to start to remember me, begin to remember me, start with remembering me. So how will you remember? Bring back again and again this particular occasion that you asked this question, I had been here, I wanted you. So how did you, I asked you, how did you fall in love with your wife? Bring back to your memory this particular occasion. Bring back to your memory this physical presence of mine and all that. Remember, if you don't have that, I tell you all, have some sort of semblance to remember me. Like fix a time in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. Just remember me. Remember me, remember me. Have a picture, poster. Put it in the toilet, bedstead, this, that. Any occasion to remember me, any excuse to remember me, and all that stuff. So when you go on remembering me, mind begins to remember, is disciplined to remember me. And this remembrance, 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 remembrance carries you further and further, brings back the memories, brings me back into yourself, you see, in the mind. And the mind is always like that, it's never satisfied with that. Then the mind tries to prompt you, it says, what the heck am I doing here? He's telling the crowd, mind you. It wants to know something more about this man who is being remembered, who that's personality, or what has he said anything more than this? So he goes out, or she goes out in search of something, some words and all that. As you say, the words help. So you go on reading. You go and read discourses, go and read this. Oh, he has said this, he has said this. And this reading also brings back to you the memories of my tours, where I had been, where I had stayed, where I had put up for so many days, weeks and all that. So then what happens, you go reading all sorts of things that are there. My messages are there, my sayings are there. These are the things that remind you about me, remember me, helps you remember me. So that's how he tells the crowd. But mind is not satisfied even after this. Mind then begins to provoke. He says, well, he has been to so many places. Let me go out and see what sort of places that he visited and all that sort of thing. So that's how it's a more concrete form of remembering me. So when he is at these places, again the mind provokes. Is there anybody who has seen him, who has had a talk with him, who had this? So they come in contact with people who had actually were witnesses at the time. So that person goes in constant communion with the persons who were with him directly. So that's a more forceful way of remembering. And with this remembrance, Baba says, when the remembrance reaches its height, you see, anything and everything reminds you of me, then you come back. A little thing that happens now, with this constant remembrance that you have formed a discipline of it, a little chink is opened and feelings ooze out in your heart, feelings for me. And then you come back and you have gathered so much information and all that and all that. And you look outside, look here, there, that anything and everything that reminds you of me. Baba pointed out to them at the time there were trees around. He says, look at the trees there. And what happens with it? You don't see the trees. The thing that reminds you of, my God, it's not just one green shade, that there are shades of green there. What's this? What's this creation? Oh, the flowers are not just pink or red, but there are many shades of pink and red and all that. And all these things begin to glorify me with the feelings that you have now. Now the stage has come not to remember me, but the remembrance is so... You are so saturated with my remembrance that you begin to glorify me. And now the glorification is so great. Anything and everything. You sit somewhere and you find, my God, how good it is that there is the gravitational force that you don't just... You can stabilize yourself, you see. You drink cold water. You say, oh, such a good thing that He had gone out on tours. He was in summer months. Cool glass of water. How cool it is. But my food that I am hungry now. But he's telling them everything and anything that brings memories, you see. But I'm hungry. Oh, I need food, and here is the food there. But it's how good that he has given me the appetite. Not only that he has given me appetite, but I can evacuate also, I can excrete. And that gives me more appetite. And all anything and everything that will cause you to remember me and glorify is there. And then Baba stops there. Mind you, I tell you, the purpose of this whole creation is that it stands as a constant reminder of me. That's the purpose, why the creation is there, to remind you of me. So now you get yourself so lost glorifying me, you have no words, no feelings, no thoughts, nothing of the sort, and you are dazed. And that's that moment when I give you the gift of my love. And what is that gift of my love? I don't throw some bundles of love from the heavens or something like that. That's the moment when you spontaneously begin to see me as I really am. And when you see me as I really am, oh, then you can never fail to begin to love me. You love me. You fall in love with me. That's what he's telling that man and the crowd. Then there is no question of asking how to love me. You have seen me as I really am and you fall, just as you fell in love with your woman. Now you cannot resist loving me. You fall in love with me and you begin to love. Love me more and more and still yet more. The more you love me, you feel you would want to love me more and more. And want to love. You begin to derive the charm of loving me. And it goes on for some time, but then an accident takes place, Baba says, what can we do? The whole creation is there to love me. It all sprung out because of my being love, infinite and eternal. Love needs to love, love needs to be loved, love needs to flow. And you derive the charm of loving. But then an accident takes place. He's telling, you know, comforting these people what to do. What happens is that you began to love me as your beloved. But now the accident is that the beloved falls in love with you. You become the beloved and I become your lover, and that is known as realization, becoming one. And that's the accident. Then the charm of loving is lost, nothing is there. Neither you nor I. Just that, yeah. So that's the whole thing. So what happens is the urge to love him more and more, to remember him, takes place, you see, by your constant visits and remembrance. All these are the things that prompt you to remember him, prompt you to go out in search of him. So blessed be that man, young man, who asked that question.
Arj, before you were talking about the Hamidpur time when Baba, you know, announced or had everybody avatar Meher Baba Ki Jai, and I know you did an extensive study on the life of Jesus. What incident, if it comes to your mind or came to your mind back then, in your mind was like, this is just like those times, this is the biblical time, so to say. Is
yeah.
That in particular?
Yeah. Like this, you see, there he is there with the simple people in the midst of them, and he is introducing, instead of introducing himself to some erudite people, you know, he's introducing himself to a simple villager. So, first introduction was there, like that, yeah. So it did come like that, you know.
Like the fishermen, you mean, when there's the story
of
the loaves
of
bread?
He gives his secret to these people, you see.
He didn't hold a press conference.
No, he didn't.
Just to the simple ones.
Yeah.